The rest of the story. The sheriff had heard that the outlaw gang was in town. The sheriff had also heard that they were planning to hold up the general store. So, the sheriff and his boys were waiting for the bad guys that Sunday morning. And sure enough, the gang showed up before daybreak and broke down the front door. But the law moved in pronto. The deputies spotted three bandits in the gloom. The deputy lunged for one, caught him without a shot, but two of them got away. Two of them got away. The deputy turned to the sheriff. "Do we go after him?" he questioned. But the sheriff, well, the sheriff grinned one of those slight, sly grins, you know, the one that says he knew what was happening. And the sheriff just said, "No, let's leave him go." Well, his boys knew why, because they all saw where the outlaws were headed. The outlaws had fled to a wilderness from which it was unlikely they or anybody could ever return. So let the bad land do the hanging, decided the lawmen, and that was that. But this is the rest of the story. We can't know for certain what happened to the two bandits who escaped. Probably before long, they were crawling on their hands and knees looking for water. In that no man's land, there's no green horizon, there's no oasis in sight, just utter arid desolation as far as the eye can see. The bad guys likely talked about turning back and facing the law. Anything would be better than dying out here of starvation and thirst. But then I'll bet when it was too late, I'll bet they looked back in the direction from which they'd come, and everything behind looked just like everything ahead. They were lost. I'm saying that they must have gone far enough to get lost, because by the time they were beyond view of the sheriff and his men, any clue as to where they'd come from would have been out of sight as well. That's how bad this bad land was. Now, they say, you go long enough with nothing to eat or drink, you go crazy, and then you go blind. Well, somebody would find their carcasses someday, the lawmen told the townsfolk, but not everybody agreed. There were those who argued the outlaws had found their way back to civilization. And the more time passes, the likelier that is. You see, the townsfolk would probably have smelled those stinking carcasses by now, being downwind from them and all. And I do mean downwind, and I do mean now, for the adventure of which you've just learned just happened. February 26, 1995. Under the jurisdiction of the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Department. After a recent attempted robbery of Orlando's big general store, which you know as the Sears store. And one thing more, the wilderness into which the alleged robbers fled, the desolate, foreboding wilderness as bad as any badlands in Louis L'Amour fiction. That was the mile upon mile upon circuitous, seemingly endless mile of ductwork. Those two men had disappeared forever into the Orlando Mall Sears air conditioning system. And now you know the rest of the story.